Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
31733.
All right, thank you. Okay, one moment, please. All right, and if you would also please provide your first and last name.
Martha Creel, C-R-E-E-L.
All right, thank you, Ms. Creel. And one moment, please. All right, I am still accessing information, so it'll be just another moment. Okay, I do apologize for the delay. All right, Ms. Creel, for security purposes, please verify your address, please.
25 Creel Road, Tula, Georgia, 31733.
Okay, and thank you for that information. Okay, so I do thank you for that information. I've gotten an account located that shows your first and last name as well as your address, and you are calling us about the canceled account for the Bites Hub app. How is it that I can assist?
Whenever I called about this to cancel it, in the first place, I had no idea I was getting into this. I didn't want it. There was a $59.89 bill to my account. And when I talked to them, they were going to stop it and they were going to credit me that. I have not seen a credit.
All right. Well, it does show that the account's canceled. And it is showing that there was an attempt on the 28th of May to fully refund you. The system provided us with an error that says credits are not allowed. Yes, ma'am, we tried to refund you, but it's like there's a blockage that's not allowing us to refund the money back. There's a note here that you just need to reach out to your bank.
What's the bank got to do with it?
Well, you'll have to reach out to them to try to get your refund. Because we've attempted to. It says credits are not allowed. That's the message that the system is getting when we try to refund money back, which means there's possibly a blockage there to prevent the company from billing again, but it's also preventing the company from refunding you.
Well, I have refunds from other payers.
Do you have a blockage for other payers?
I don't have a blockage at all.
Yes, ma'am. The note here says you need to call your bank. Since we've tried to get it refunded, that's the note that was provided here on May the 29th. Since we're not able to refund the transaction, the customer will need to call their bank.
Okay. So will my bank let you know that you can issue that credit now?
I'm not certain, ma'am, unless you want them to call us here, but you can let them know that we're receiving a message that says credits are not allowed. They should know what that message is.
So after I talk with them, then I'm going to have to call you back to get you to issue that credit.
It just depends on what you work out with them. We've just attempted to refund it. If they remove the blockage where the company can do it, that's between you and them. They probably would have to get your permission for some things. But you can let them know the message that we've received with trying to refund it. And
okay.
We weren't able to.
I'll talk with the bank.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.